This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Peachtree Pest Control, Awesome Nissan, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. And now, here is your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Peachtree Pest Control, Awesome Nissan, and Bruce Kennedy Tire. Now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Pender. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing fine, Kip. How about yourself?
Doing well. It's Thanksgiving week. Season's over, but you're in the field house working, Coach. What's up with that?
Well, we just trying to get ready for next year. We are tying up the loose ends from, you know, just stuff like inventory and getting that stuff done, and then creating the plan we're going to have from now until Christmas break, and then getting ready for next season.
Coach, we go up to Harrison. We fall to a pretty good football team, and they ran the football pretty good on us. Just came up a little short. We moved the football and had some yards, but defensively we struggled.
We did. They ran the ball on us at will, and we couldn't do anything about it. Their offensive line got on us, and they out-physicaled us at the line of scrimmage, and really let us know, hey, you know, you want to compete at for the state championship, you got to be able to beat teams like this. And we just weren't there. We weren't up to that speed there on the line of scrimmage.
I talked to Kayshawn Thomas after the game, a young freshman defensive lineman. I said, did you learn anything in this ball game? He said, I learned a lot.
Yeah, and he's going to be a really good player for us. But, you know, that's what we're playing with. I mean, at one time we had both Quan Gibson and Kayshawn Thomas, two sophomores. Two freshmen playing on the defensive line. You know, in that game, in the second round of the playoffs, going against Harrison, who, you know, has got a lot of very good offensive linemen. I think I was talking to their coach. He got around 61 guys on that team that are going on to play at the Division I level.
They also have 7A numbers, and they're going to 7A football
they
next
are.
Year.
They so, are. Yep.
Think good luck to that. Going in, maybe they'll get in a favorable region up there because there's some good 7A football in the Atlanta metro area. Coach, I'm looking at the season stats. You printed it out for me before the show. We had the balance you were looking for last year. 2,293 yards passing, right at 2,000 yards rushing for the season. That's the kind of balance you're looking for on offense.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, yeah, I would still like it increased a little bit more. We average around 400 yards of offense, but I'd like to see that increase next year to closer to 500 yards. It's keeping the balance about what it is. And just also being able to generate more points. You know, the biggest thing that stood out to me offensively when I was looking at that we have to improve upon is completion percentage. And then I also looked at the third down conversion rates and fourth down conversion rates. That needs to improve as well.
We threw the ball 54%. You'd like to be up around 62-63%, right?
Yeah. If I can get in the mid-60s, I'm pretty pleased with that.
Coach, I'm looking at Jacoby Hill. 197 carries, 1,185 yards this football season as a sophomore. 10 touchdowns, and had a fantastic season. Talk a little bit about that young man and what these next 2 years could mean for him and this football program.
Well, he's definitely a major piece to our puzzle here. He's, you know, a 1,000-yard rusher this year. We plan on seeing him, you know, rush for over 3,000, maybe even closer to 4,000 yards in his career if he stays healthy. And, you know, he's a great football player. I mean, he's also, you know, not just the rushing yards. If you look at his receiving, you're talking about someone who had over 1,500 yards total offense this year. So he's a major contributor as a sophomore. He's got great work ethic, and he's going to continue to get better. He's hungry. And he's definitely one of those ones that are a bright future.
Coach, 4.5 yards a carry rushing the football. You got to be pleased with that for the season.
Yeah, I am. We're looking to try to get it to 5 next year. This is some of the little goals we have, and I think we're capable with, you know, with Reece Simmons also coming back there with Jacoby Hill, and also you're going to have Pat Leggett, you know, that's going to contribute quite a bit, and now we call him Waterbug. So he'll be saying his name on the radio next year as well.
Coach Reece Simmons, 659 yards rushing, but he had 12 touchdowns on the season.
Yeah, he was a very good red zone back for us. He was very physical. He also has several receiving ones as well.
Coach, offensive line this year had to be a pleasant surprise for you. I mean, we got some young guys that had to play early, like some sophomores, even some freshmen. You know, played a little bit at times. You got to be pleased with that unit and how it performed this season. Over 4,000 yards of offense has got to start up front.
Oh, for sure. And then they're going to be, you know, a very diverse line as well. I mean, we got to replace Xavier Ramsey. Xavier Ramsey's a very good center. He stepped in and did a great job this year and at the center spot. So that's going to be a major point of emphasis, but Caleb Cook, you know, Gibson coming back, and then Kenai Charlton coming back, and Carroll coming back, and you know, all these guys have varsity experience. Hopefully Terrell could step in his brother's shoes, and it's a good group of young men, and I think we're going to have a pretty good offensive line next year as well.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you had a couple of guys. Che Foy had 42 catches on the season. Xavier Bean, 37. That's a quiet 37, man. It just, he catches the football and makes plays. You realize sometimes that he's not even out there on the field. He just makes plays. He's one of those guys you look up on the stat sheet, and he's had a good game just about every game.
Yeah, both Che Foy and Xavier Bean and finished first team, you know, receivers for us in the region. And yeah, this is the second year in a row for Xavier Bean, I believe, and you know, and he has one more year. He's coming back. We were talking just this morning about how we can emphasize his role even a little bit more next year. I think it's going to be very important that he's more of an emphasis than having 37. And I think that goes well with KJ. I mean, KJ, Xavier Bean's more his security blanket, where Che Foy, it was Anthony Mountain's security blanket. I think that you'll see Xavier Bean's targets rise a little bit more with either KJ at the helm or, you know, Jeffrey Way. You know, Jeffrey Way is someone else that's going to be battling for that spot. But I think Jeffrey, you look at Jamon, who's another name that hit. That was his security blanket in the JV games anyway.
We talked about Hill earlier, Coach, but Jacoby had 29 catches this year.
Yep,
I mean he's all around back.
Coming out, as I say, he had 1,500 all purpose yards. He had 29 catches, and he had 3 more touchdowns, I believe, receiving.
Yeah,
this year, yeah, he can do it now. He's a special player, and look at Reece Simmons. I mean, he had, you know, what, 8 catches?
Yeah.
Also with 208 yards and also 2 more touchdowns there in receiving.
So use those backs. You starting to get calls on those running backs yet from colleges?
It's going to happen. I'll show you their highlight films after the radio show, okay. You know, what we have. But we are actually going to go out on the road on Wednesday and Thursday to recruiting fairs, trying to get our kids looked at. We're focusing on our seniors, obviously, and then some of the juniors. But, you know, some of the guys that are looking down the road, we'll show them Jacoby Hill and Reese. And of course, you can't forget about Kenai Charlton.
All right, Coach, we'll come back from the break. We'll talk a little bit about the defense. So more to come on the Pirate Coaches Show and the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Ouch, Charlie, that really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out, Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825.
Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit. All deals subject to final approval of dealer principal.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by, let me turn the page here, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Southern Hardware. Coach, defensively, Ryan Buckley, it was kind of emotional to watch him take off his uniform last Friday night up there, and he led the team with 80 tackles this season, and he's just a quiet leader and had a fantastic senior season. And I know
all-region this year.
Yeah.
First team all-region. He did a great job. His football IQ is way up there.
Through the roof.
He's smart, and definitely losing a kid like Ryan Buckley is going to hurt. But, you know, I think he's leaving you know, his work ethic. People like Mawiba and Stanley, who are going to be battling for that spot, you know, next year, they'll see his work ethic. And, you know, and then you got Crump, who's coming back next year at the linebacker spot, who's a lot like Ryan Buckley. He's just a little shorter, but he's just as strong. You know, he's a beast. He's just undersized.
I'm thinking he's going to come back with a chip on his shoulder next year because he had to miss the playoffs this year.
Yeah, he had the ankle injury, and then if you remember early in the year, he had the groin injury. So he had a battle through quite a bit of injuries. I think he'll be back his senior year ready to rock and roll. And then also you got to remember A.J. Wilson. You know, he's another one of those linebackers. So, yeah, we lose some quality linebackers in Ryan Buckley and also Thomas. You know, Anthony Thomas is not a name we talked about a whole bunch, but he was a very consistent ball player for us throughout the year. So, you know, you have the Mawiba kid who was a sophomore this year, who I think he's a thumper. I think you're going to see a lot out of him his junior year. And then also Stanley, he's someone else I think has the football IQ that could be up there, and he can remind us of a bigger Ryan Buckley.
Coach, you watch Devin Lafayette, how he developed as a football player. 75 tackles this year, 3 interceptions to go with it. Let's see. Yeah, he had 2 or 3 interceptions.
Should have had a lot more.
Yeah.
I don't know what it says on past breakups on there, if it's even on there, but he had a ton of them.
But he developed into a good all-around football player that's going to go on and play at the next level.
He'll be playing FBS. We're not telling you where he's committed yet because he's going to a visit, but he's an FBS commit, and we're excited about his college football. We'll be able to watch him on some Saturdays.
Coach Freddie Towns, another senior who ended up his last game as a Pirate. That shoulder popped out of joint again on him.
Yeah, man.
Making a tackle, but he battled through his senior season with that shoulder all year long, and he gutted it out for you on Friday nights.
He did. I felt sorry for him when I saw him coming off that field with that shoulder dropped. I knew exactly what happened. You know, it was the same thing that happened in the New Hampstead game. We had him miss several games, and he did. And he's another kid that I believe is going to, you know, make it at the next level, you know. We're working on a couple more things with him academically, but he has a few offers out there, and hopefully you'll be seeing him play on Saturdays as well.
Coach Justin Acker, I'm looking at his stat sheet, 38 tackles, 10 assists, 4 sacks, 6 tackles for loss, 3 forced fumbles. Had a pretty good season.
He did. Justin Acker has a motor.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, we're when you came in today and you watched us in the defensive staffing room, we're looking for that guy that can replace him with that motor. Who's going to be the one to step up? You know, Justin Acker is a 3-year starter for us on the defensive line, and him and Ryan Buckley were the 2 3-year starters that we lost this past year, and you know, replacing them is going to be pretty tough. I know A.J. Wilson, we talked about him earlier, but he's that type of motor kid, too, that can fly around and make some plays happen. I think that Mawiba, you know, I was telling you about, he'll fly around and make some things happen next year as well. But Justin Acker, he's, you know, we're going to miss him. We have some guys that played this year quite a bit. Zane Rosenbaum, I think has that motor.
He's got it.
So he's one I think who's going to step up and do a lot of good things as well. Hopefully Bryce Morris will step up and do some good things too. Caleb Hampton, these guys can really help us out. So I'm looking forward to those replacing someone like Justin Acker.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you just reeled off some names. We're going to be pretty solid in 2020. We got a lot of experience coming back and a lot of kids coming back next year that started. It's going to have two more years of varsity football still left to play.
Oh, yeah. Some of them young kids, for sure. Those sophomores. But a lot of these kids were really good JV players. And we saw them starting to develop. And as we got later on in the season and getting banged up, and they were getting some varsity playing time. And that's going to help them out through next year. And I'm excited about our attitude. The thing that we have buy-in. And that's when you have a team that you can look at majority of your team over 90%. We want 100%, but over 90% of our team is bought into doing the right thing and is really going to work hard in the offseason. We can improve our football IQ, and I think that's something that we harped on where we were struggling with these teams like Bartram Trail, the teams like some of the stuff that we're facing against, with Glenn Academy. And then you look at Camden County and of course Harrison. It's football IQ. And we get our football IQ up there just a little bit more to get with our talent, and then we got to hit the weight room hard. I mean, we got to fall in love with the weight room in this offseason and get a good nutrition program. And once this happens, and just remember, look, these days, like, we only have 10 days of weight room work before the holidays, and then you're looking at when we get back from Christmas, then you're looking at only 19 days in January. I mean, these days are going to go by really, really fast, so we got to make sure we optimize our time in the weight room.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Awesome Nissan, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. Coach, looking back on the 2019 season, give me your thoughts on how the season played out and what pleased you about the football season.
Well, I'm disappointed that we're not playing on Thanksgiving. That was one of our goals I really wanted to get done. But to do that, you had to make it to the third round. That was one of the things that you look back, I thought was possible with this team. I know it would have been difficult, but goal setting, you look at it, and you always want to say, all right, I want to win championships. barely losing to Glenn Academy. You know, that was something that we're right there. You know, that the program has really made a turn. And then not making it to the third round this year. But the positives are we did get back in the playoffs. Yep. We did win a first round game. That's something that hasn't been done here in a minute. You know,
we went on the road to do that.
Yeah, but almost in a decade. Yep. I think we have a very good football team. I think our region's going to be pretty tough next year. I think Region 1, I think we have to go against them in the first round. So we better be ready to play to get out of the first round next year.
We need to be one of the top two seeds next year.
That's right. to be able to get to that level, that's what we're looking to accomplish. But we really came a long way. You can't just look at our record and see a 500 record with the teams that we played and competed against. I mean, every loss that we had were quality losses. Now, we want to be able to turn that and play quality teams and win those games, because if you're really going to make that run, you have to beat quality teams. And, we didn't do that enough. I want to be able to beat a team like a Coffee County or a Camden County. Next year we're going to have Wayne on the schedule, and that will be a quality non-region opponent that we got to be able to get that W against.
Coach, I want to talk about your two quarterbacks. I want to talk about Anthony Mountain first. And here's a kid, Coach, that didn't get cleared to play football again after a knee injury to the week of the first game of the season, the Coffee game. And, he gutted it out, had a fine senior season, passed for close to 2,000 yards for you in his senior season, and was a leader. And he was the unquestioned leader, one of the unquestioned leaders on the football team. So talk a little bit about him and, what you're going to miss about him and the contributions he made at Brunswick High.
Biggest thing I'll miss about Anthony is his intangibles. He's got pretty good measurables also, but it's what he brought to the meeting rooms, the things that he did that people don't see, like picking up kids for our zero period. We had to be here at 7 a.m., and a lot of kids don't have ways to get here. And Anthony will go around like a taxi service and pick up two or three kids, sometimes even four. He'll have a carload of kids that he's bringing with him up here to make sure they're here, especially with the ones that we need. And then the way he mentored some of the younger quarterbacks, I think he did a really good job there. He has a pretty good football IQ, and he's able to read defenses pretty well, and he just kept improving. I think Anthony's best football is yet to come. We're hoping a couple of schools pull the trigger on him. He's got several schools that have interest, and hopefully he'll get to play at the next level.
Coach, you got KJ Lee coming back next year, and he dealt with some adversity in the offseason with a foot. He wasn't cleared health-wise to play until, it felt like forever, maybe September, late September.
He did. He had a lot of adversity this past year. He started basketball season, he broke his foot, and he was in a boot for a very long time. Yeah. And then when he got out of it in spring ball, he turned around and refractured it just running a rollout. He refractured it, and then he had to be in a boot for another 13 weeks. Right. And so it was midway through the season before he got back out there, and then he had to get the rust off of him and stuff like that. And KJ, he came in and he really helped us in several ball games.
He did.
I mean, you look at the come from behind win against New Hampstead. He did a tremendous job there, and he came in and led the team to a victory, and he did a good job in the Monroe game, coming in there, and the Richmond Hill game, he threw the ball well, and he did a lot of good things. He did some good things in the playoffs, and KJ has a lot of experience. He played a lot as a sophomore as well, and then of course he had a lot of adversity, and he ended up being the second string quarterback this year. But with that being said, there's a lot of things that he can do extremely well, and that I'm really looking forward to seeing out of him next year.
Coach, he's going to be coming back for a senior season. Like you said, a lot of experience going into this offseason. He is your quarterback going into 2020, whereas, last year we had questions about who's going to be the quarterback and things like
well,
that.
Well, I mean, I don't ever want to just give it to somebody.
No, I got you.
Jeffrey Way is going to work real hard, and then you got Gerald Quick. You know, those guys do a lot. Now, Gerald Quick is probably going to place him on the defense side of the ball.
Yeah.
And he's just, you know, he's just more of an athlete. But he does bring some things to the table. And then, you know, Jeffrey Way, he's got a good work ethic. And hopefully he'll keep it improving on that. You know, he'll be a junior. And then, of course, KJ, you know, he's got the most experience. He has the best grasp of the offense right now. And, yeah, going in the spring, he would be the clear-cut front runner.
Right.
But, you know, and you can ask the quarterbacks. I never just give it to them. I'm always tough on them. But you got iron sharpens iron. You got to have competition. You got to generate that competition. And then at the same time, you know, they got to work together to make themselves better as well.
Yeah, but I guess the question, let me rephrase the question. Going into 2020, you're going to be more pleased with your quarterback room than you were coming into 19 with the injury situation.
I hope so. I mean, I didn't know that, you know, this time last year I was going to have the injury situation I was in. So, I'm hoping that we are going to be healthy going in the quarterback room, and not just the quarterback room, in all phases. You know, we want to make sure we're healthy going into this season for sure. And that's one of the things we talked about in our meeting yesterday was injury prevention type stuff in the weight room as well, and not just getting stronger, but helping us with certain injuries we had this past year.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, let's look at 2020 now. I don't know if you've got your schedule set, but we know who the region games are. You're working on the off non-region schedule, but you got to be pleased with what you got coming back. Looking at the region, we're going to be one of the favorites in the region next year. We're going to have to deal with something that we haven't dealt with now in the last 2 years. That's high expectations. Talk a little bit about managing those.
We just got to take care of ourselves.
Yep.
Yeah, if we take care of ourselves and do what we need to do, we'll be all right. Yeah, the expectations are high with next year's team. But, you know, we're in a tough region. Yeah, you got Richmond Hill, who got to play down, you know, from he has 7-8 numbers, and they got a lot of good players coming back. That entire defensive line's back.
Mm.
Yeah, so they got very good football players coming back. So they're going to be a tough, and we have to go to their place again.
Yes.
To play them. Yeah, of course, Glen Academy's been dominating this region and has dominated the series as of late between Brunswick High, and so we got to get over that hurdle as well. So you have those two teams right there. Then you got a team that's traditionally strong, and they're back on the up with Statesboro. That's going to be in the mix. You still have, you know, Bradwell and Effingham, and now South Effingham made it to the playoffs this year. So they have a new coach, and they have a new identity, and they're looking for strides. So it's going to be a very interesting, very competitive region, I believe, next year. But in saying all that, our expectations are to win the region. It's to win the city championship. It is to make a deep run for the state championship. I mean, to get to that level, you have to expect to be there. And we're going to do everything we can to get ourselves there. I think, you know, I'm hoping I don't have to replace anybody on my staff. You know, that's something that we had
attrition,
to go through.
You have to deal with that too sometimes.
You got to deal with that. We got to make sure kids are eligible.
Yes.
And so we got a lot of work to do to make sure we're ready to rock and roll for the 2020 season. But we're excited about the 2020 season and the opportunity in front of us. We just gotta keep our nose to the grindstone, and we gotta keep pushing.
Coach, we got a spring game this year. Last year it was kind of an inter-squad deal. I think you got one scheduled this year with a opponent, maybe.
We're trying to get things worked out right now. We'll figure it out. I know that we're gonna be playing it looks like it's going to be a pretty tough opponent for the spring and for the
scrimmage.
We just right now nothing's in stone. So and until we get contracts, yeah, I can't really make it public yet.
Well, Coach, that's going to wrap us up. This is going to be our last show of the season on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Because I just want to say it's always a pleasure to sit down and talk football with you, and I look forward to doing it for many more years.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Kip. It's fun. I enjoy this a lot.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch signing off, and we'll see you again in 2020. And as always, Coach,
go Pirates.